some places they got tree stand, what they call tree stand, something built up in a tree, they sit in that. Or hide behind a rock, behind a tree, wait for deer to come. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they got a bunch of guys driving the deer. And then they, well, sometimes a couple guys stayed out all day. Mm-hmm. They would just build a fire in on the mountainside, mm-hmm. and curl up and sleep right by the fire, and then so they wouldn't have to walk back in, and they would go out again in the evening when the deer move over. See, they always sleep in the hollow, and then they go up the mountain to feed, mm-hmm. and come back in the hollow the night. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural way for them to do it.
Yeah. Now I notice that we go out horseback riding in the Palos Hills Forest Preserve here, and the place is just lousy with deer. It's all over the place because they don't want any hunting there. Mm-hmm. Huh. And they come out, I mean, just before it starts getting dark, just as it's getting dark. Huh. They start moving around. Sometimes the dog on horses can go crazy and see deer, and you're gonna bite them or something. Jump around. What's another word for when it starts getting
dark?
When it starts getting dark or first starts getting light?
Dusk and dawn.
Okay. How about when the sun comes up? You call that
sun up.
Okay, and when it goes
sundown. Sunset.
Is there any difference between sunset and sundown, or?
No, I would say it means the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just a different way of saying it. Mm-hmm.
Let's say you did something that, this is an off the wall question, let's say you did something that somebody talked you into doing you didn't really want to do, and I don't know, so it's taking, going on a real bad roller coaster or something like that. You do it, and the fellow says, gee, that was fun, let's do it again. You say, well, thanks, but what would you say to him, maybe?
Well, I can't answer that because I wouldn't go on it to begin with.
No, thank you, I said.
Or, I don't want to do it twice, just...
no more.
Or, what's another say? What, say one time...
Once is enough?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. In school, we were talking about, I think the first grade service comes after kindergarten. What would be the next thing after that?
Second.
And then what?
And third, fourth.
And?
Up to eighth, and then high school.
Okay, but after fourth would come?
Fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. During the day, the student will go to...
classroom?
Yeah.
And you go to the washroom just about as often he goes to classroom.
That's true, too. after you eat, you have to do what? Well, you clean up the table and you take everything.
In school, you mean?
No, here at home.
Oh, you do the dishes.
Okay. Another way of saying do the dishes is you...
wash the dishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say if you have a small child and you lay out his clothing for him and put it on the bed, maybe next to his bed and everything, and going out saying, I don't have anything to wear. You point right at the bed and you say, well, right
there?
What would you say to him? The whole sentence.